The U.S. has lost another big case at the World Trade Organization. Last year, the Bush administration moved to rescue the nation's beleaguered steel industry by slapping steep tariffs on many types of imported steel. Today, the WTO ruled that those tariffs violate international trading rules. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The WTO sided with the European Union, Japan, and six other countries that filed the case against the U.S. It said the tariffs flouted WTO rules because when they were imposed, the flood of cheap steel imports that had crippled U.S. producers had already begun to subside. And it said the tariffs unfairly penalized some exporters while sparing others, such as Canada and Mexico. The European Union and Japan are hailing the ruling. So are some business groups in this country. Bill Gaskin is president of a coalition of industries that use steel in manufacturing.
When the tariffs came in March, the market went nuts, and price increases of 30 to 40% were common. Broken contracts for supply were common. Quality problems became serious for many companies, and they simply couldn't get the steel that they needed on time to make the parts to satisfy their customers.
Gaskin says things have settled down since then, but he says many manufacturers are still losing money and some have gone out of business. Steel producers, on the other hand, say the tariffs offered them a lifeline. More than 30 American steel companies have filed for bankruptcy since 1997. Alan Wolf, a lawyer for U.S. Steel, says the tariffs allowed the industry to restructure, to salvage viable operations and shut down others.
U.S. Steel purchased National Steel, which is, had gone into bankruptcy. A new firm, ISG, International Steel Group, was formed of Bethlehem, the old LTV assets, and Acme Steel. Nucor purchased Trico. So there's been about $4 billion of new investment in steel just in the last 15 months or so since the tariffs went into place.
Leo Gerard, International President of United Steelworkers, agrees that the tariffs have stabilized prices and slowed the rate of bankruptcies.
That clearly has saved some jobs and brought some jobs back.
But some analysts, including Gary Huffbauer of the Institute for International Economics, question how much the tariffs have really helped. He says there are four times as many retired steelworkers as employed ones, and consolidating the industry hasn't really saved them.
A lot of workers have been laid off, and worse than that, or as bad as that, you know, their pensions are in shambles, and their health care is gone.
Still, today's WTO decision is stirring up a lot of anger. The steelworkers' Leo Gerard says, under U.S. law, American steel producers were clearly entitled to the protection they got.
How long will we allow our laws to be violated before we recognize that the WTO is in fact preempting national sovereignty and preempting the right of the president of this country to take actions in defense of our economic security? And I think this is an issue that has to go to the Congress and to the Senate, and we need to encourage them to either change the WTO in future negotiations or to withdraw from it.
The EU is warning that the U.S. must drop its tariffs or face sanctions. The U.S. plans to appeal the ruling. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.